Dad have to go to rehab? And what about us? Doesn't God care about us anymore?
God does care about you, and He'll answer your prayer. But sometimes the answer is wait. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. If everything in life seems like it's going wrong, it's easy to think that God doesn't care or doesn't hear your prayers. But remember this, if you're a child of God, He'll always listen when you pray. He loves you so much and He's got a perfect plan for your situation, but a lot of times you just can't see what it is. Listen to what the Apostle Peter says. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you, and the God of all grace will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Our story for today is entitled, Two Important Tests. Elin was trying to concentrate on her math lesson when her mother appeared in the doorway of her room. "How's the homework coming?" Mom asked. Elin shrugged. "We're having a test tomorrow, and I'm afraid I won't pass it. I can't seem to study." She let out a big sigh. "Since Dad went to rehab, my mind is always somewhere else." Mom came in and put her arm around Elin. "I understand, honey. I miss him, too." Elin slammed her book shut. "Mom, why didn't God answer our prayers? Didn't we pray enough? Is it our fault Dad kept getting worse and had to go to rehab?" "No, Elle, it's not our fault at all. We did all we could to help him," Mom assured her. "I don't know why God allowed things to happen the way they did, but I know He loves your dad and can heal him and help him change. At least now he's on the right track to getting better. Let's continue to pray for Dad and for each other. God answers prayers, but in His own time and in His own way." Elin's eyes filled with tears. "But what about us now? Doesn't God care about us?" "Oh, Elin, the same God who loved us so much that He gave His Son to die for us loves us just as much now as ever. I know it's hard, but just like we trusted Jesus to save us from our sin, we can trust Him to take care of us now. He can give us peace. He's the only one who can do that. Do you remember the verse you learned in church last week?" Elin nodded. "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." "It looks like you have two tests to pass right now," Mom said as she smoothed Elin's hair back from her face. "One is your math test, and the other is remembering God's promise to care for you, even when things are hard. With God's help, I'm confident you can manage both." "Okay," said Elin. "I'll try to remember how much God cares for me." She smiled and opened her math book. "I think I can study now." Well, how about you? Do you wonder how much God cares for you? Maybe you're facing a tough situation and wonder if God cares about what you're going through. Well, He does. Jesus loves you just as much now as He did when He died for your sins. Even when you don't understand why He allows difficult things to happen, know that He is with you and depend on Him to take care of you. Our key verse for today is 1 Peter 5:7.
"Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you."
And our key thought for today, trust God to care for you.
Hey, Zach, how does God give us talent?
Hi, Hudson. Thanks for sending me your question. God gives us talent in a lot of ways. Sometimes it's something that you're naturally gifted to do, like drawing or singing. Other times it's something you might be very interested in, but it takes some time to get better, like playing an instrument or fixing things. Sometimes your talent even comes from your parents. No matter how you received your talent, remember this, it's a gift from God. So, think about it. What's your talent? I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.